Miami Valley college students are returning to campus for fall term. But for some area young people, going to college presents extra challenges because they are undocumented immigrants. 3 years ago, WYSO met one such young person as part of our graduating Latino series, a then junior at Ponce Career Technology Center that we called Javier, who had hoped to attend college here in the Miami Valley. Today, we catch up with Javier and his family. Community Voices producer Jonathan Platt visited with them and brings us this update.
It's Saturday night, and we are having dinner with Javier's family. They're serving cuy, an Ecuadorian staple, barbecued guinea pig.
It does not look delicious.
But Javier and his little sister, Maria, say that they would rather be munching on the IHOP pancakes she brought home from her job. Javier and Maria have lived in Dayton for 8 years, nearly half of their lives. Their parents came to America first from Ecuador and eventually decided to bring their children here using a series of smugglers, commonly called coyotes. 5 weeks and 3,000 miles later, they were together as a family for the first time in years. Javier and Maria enrolled in Dayton Public Schools. When Javier was a senior at Ponce, he made straight A's and was offered a scholarship to attend Sinclair Community College. But something happened.
I was shocked because I saw the amount that I had to pay. And when I went out to eat with my friends and I told them that, they were like, but why? Because I only had to pay $1,000 because I didn't have any scholarships. And I was like, but how did you do it? She was like, I just showed them that I was a Montgomery County resident.
Javier is not considered a Montgomery County resident because he does not have a Social Security number. The IRS gave him a 9-digit code for college applications, but that only verifies his tax status as a student. It doesn't give him access to tuition pricing for local residents, and it means he can't accept the scholarship money he was offered.
It's kind of ridiculous. He can go out and work and pay taxes, but he can't get the benefits to go out and do the other things. That makes no sense to me at all.
That's auto mechanic instructor Rick Seether, Javier's former high school teacher, mentor, and friend. He's now teaching Maria in his morning automotive class.
Do you think you're into this as much as your brother was?
Probably not. I would say my brother was more into it because he's like been with cars ever since he was like a little boy. And I wasn't. I was all about since I was little, I wanted to be a veterinarian, but I got into cars now.
And still into that work?
If I go to college, probably I might let it work, but if I don't, then nah. I might just stay working with cars, helping my brother out.
Maria's skill set as a mechanic is not as specific nor polished as her older brother's, and she knows it. Javier has moved his way up in the auto mechanic world and is now at a garage that does advanced work such as rebuilding transmissions. As part of his work, he gets to drive, but his undocumented status means he can't get a driver's license. If Javier drove a car outside the garage, he could be pulled over, detained, and deported back to Ecuador. This almost happened to his father, Juan. In 2012, he was pulled over in a van with other undocumented workers. A lawyer told him to file for asylum, but Juan didn't tell the lawyer about his family because he did not want to put them in jeopardy. He had no idea what would happen.
He said, if I tell them something about us, they might come later and get all of us. And my dad wasn't care of that. He said, if I want asylum, I just want it for myself. If I don't get it, I'm just going to be kicked out the country, just me, not my family.
Javier and Maria have no legal status in the United States. They would not have qualified for DACA because they arrived in the U.S. a few years after the cutoff year, 2007, set by the Obama administration. Javier still has dreams beyond the garage. He's saving his money and still plans to go to Sinclair, but he'll have to pay the full out-of-state tuition every term. With books, that's about $8,000 a year. As Maria watches her brother plan, she is not sure if higher education is for her.
I'm not really quite sure if I'm going to go to college again because, he has that problem, so I might have that problem too. He has a good job. He's working, on it to get to college, I work at IHOP for like 3 days a week. Yeah. I don't make that much money, so I'm not quite sure if I'll go to college either.
Immigration lawyers say that the family does not have a clear path to American citizenship. So for now, both Maria and her brother will continue to navigate their education and future as undocumented workers. For WISO, I'm Jonathan Platt.